fact, tonight is going to blow Wall Street mind. When they hear it, because it is something, it's going to blow all our mind. Yeah, but all the, I can't talk too much about it. So, Father, we just thank you for this session this morning. We yield to the Holy Spirit and the finished work of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want to, for a minute, talk to ministers prior to this teaching this morning. I want to say a few things I think can direct your ministry into a greater dimension of the Spirit. I'll use it this morning, but I'm going to say it in your presence. And I'm sort of using Terry to bring into the body of Christ at large how to flow with the Spirit and how not to have entertainment and performance. And it will make it easier on the speaker. And there's a way to do that. And I want to give you a few notes on that, because I like to train the churches too and the members. You have to perceive the supernatural. You're not going to just hear by hearing. Only hearing, you're not going to step into the full blow of the supernatural. You have to perceive it. It's a heart thing. It's a spirit thing, all right? Secondly, a lot of time we operate with power without presence. Now, you can get a manifestation, but the presence is the person of God. And so it won't be a one-time deal. I'll get to our lesson in a minute. The third thing is, and how to make this happen, how to turn from performance and entertainment and what we've had for centuries now. Talented people are just using their talent, but yet there's a deficit, because actually God is looking for infirmity. The real power will come through infirmity. You've seen it every time I stand up here. The real power will come through infirmity. So I'm bragging on God, not me, all right? But here's what has to happen, pastors and leaders. To perceive and to get the power and the presence together, you're going to have to die to people. Yeah. And don't care what they think about you.
Amen.
Now, that sounds easy, but that's not easy if you're not in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because you look out there and you see faces, and you see, you ain't saying nothing. Come on. Because they want emotion. And they never give a chance for the Holy Spirit to drop like he want to drop and minister to people like he should minister. He want to minister them, all right? So you have to die to people. See, if you don't die to people, now watch this next thing. If you don't die to people, you're going to perform. They are going to determine how you minister. By the look on their faces, about the amen they say. And so you want more amen, so you want a better look on their face, so you're going to go into that act. That same old act everybody been going through. And that's why the glory has not fallen like it should fall. See? And so you want to turn, are you listening?
Yes.
You want to turn from performance to proof. Because in God's eyes, if you don't have no fire, you're not accepted. So we're turning from performance to prove. Yeah, to prove. And once they get over that bridge of performance, get over there to prove, you can't perform to them no more. See, you start performing, they'll even go to another church. Because people want God. They don't want you, they want God. All right. That's a little side journey there. And you remember what I said to you last night? I want you to get this with it too. God is the origin, Jesus is the revelation, and the Holy Spirit is the administrator. Now, what we're going to have happen in our churches, LTMA churches, you're going to have supernatural acceleration in the realm. You listening? In the realm of the spirit. That's a $500 check. Supernatural. Now, later, put a bunch of $100 bills. Supernatural acceleration going to take place in the LTMA churches.
Yes, sir.
So just take your time. You have to spend time praying. You know that, but take your time and minister the word. All right, let's go this morning. This is the way the Holy Spirit spoke this to me. And he's going to be the man subject this morning, the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is the master seed trainer and harvest trainer.
Yeah,
yeah. Not just the seed. He's the master, so he train you how the seed function.
Yep.
But he also going to train you how to harvest.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit, turn to Genesis chapter 8. The Holy Spirit is the master seed trainer and harvest trainer. So he's going to train you to harvest. $1,000 check, I receive, sir. The body of Christ had to be trained about the seed, and the body of Christ going to have to be trained about harvesting. Okay, I'm setting you up today for the night, you understand? Yeah, because when what you hear tonight, all y'all going to fall out. I might fall out with you. I like to fell out, sit in the hotel for 5 minutes, I'm just going to tell you, because you need to know this, 5 minutes, and in 5 minutes, I had over $1,600 given to me.
Wow.
Just sitting there.
Wow.
And so, those who that's a $500. Those who flow in the van of our ministries will become money magnet, no doubt about it. Money, you just attract money. It's a spiritual law. That if the Holy Spirit ever magnetized you for wealth,
yes,
prosperity,
yes,
it's a done deal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, all right, you understand it. All right, now, in Genesis 8:22, you know it tells us God set it up. It says seed time and harvest will be here. I mean, the world, as long as the world exists, it shall not cease, seed time and harvest. So it's very important that you, God put it out in Genesis 8:22. He talked about a cold and heat, but I want you to think about seed time and harvest, how important it is. And then over in Galatians chapter 6, it talks about God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. These are real definite statements that he wants us to understand. The whole kingdom of God is run by seed.
Yes.
Right.
The whole kingdom is a seed. The kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. Jesus himself was a seed.
Yeah, right.
Now, there are some things that you have to know about a seed that I want to give you this morning. There are some abilities in a seed that we have to, the potentials of a seed is unlimited. And there are three or four things I want to tell you about a seed. I want to get you to working on it. Let's talk a moment about directing your seed. Or amming your seed. I receive, sir. Amming your seed. That's $1,000 check. Amming your seed. Directing your seed. Or let's say it this way. Now come on, I'll still listen to me. Giving your seed instruction. Instructing the seed. Now, I just had a $20,000 seed turn over $400,000. Just like that. See, but you got to get that seed instructed. I instructed that seed what to do. I ammed it and directed that seed. See, we can't be, now, body of Christ, let me tell you now, stop slinging seed. You got to check the soil out where you're sowing in. And then you have to be definite when you sow.
Yes, right.
I remember one time money coming. I was preaching with Creflo Donald, and I just fresh in the revelation, and the people coming that later, they come up and start throwing dollar bills. I said, hold up. I stopped the whole service. I said, this ain't no game here. This ain't no fair. This is reverent. You need some reverence here. You need to sow seeds with reverence. Come, write that down. You need to sow seeds with reverence and honor and respect for who you're ministering to. When you sow seeds, you're ministering to the Lord. You remember in the 8th chapter? Look in the 8th chapter of Luke. When you sow seeds, you're ministering to the Lord. It's a reverential thing there. That's a $500 check. It's a reverential thing. See, you have to do it respectful. You can't do it like you're at the fair, throwing for one of them glasses or something. No, that's not. No, this is another dimension. You see, and most of the time you don't get nothing back. You just throwing, you never get the bear. Somebody get the bear every two years. They give them little small things. Yeah, that's just what you want. Throw that ring around that baller, you know. So now listen what the Holy Spirit is helping us now, because now he's saying to us, take your time and instruct your seed. Now, look, you tell the seed, say, look, you count on these two debts right here.
Tell him.
It will obey you. You heard that?
Yeah.
It will obey you because the seed has supernatural ability.
Yeah.
Because it has been chosen by God to bring his people to his promises.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I told you I'm not going to perform.
Yeah. Right.
We're going to get some proof from you this morning.
Yes, right.
You see? So now you got it. Instruct your seed, right?
Yes,
instruct your seed and sow reverently and sow often. Because the writer tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6, you don't know what one or both going to carry you across the line that you'll never be back there no more. What he's talking about is taking you off the system. How many are ready to go off the system? Because the system wants you to be a slave master. You know, but once you break out, it can't do it no more, all right? All right, now, let me tell you these things about the seed. There's three or four things I want to tell you about the seed. There's so much. The seed has the ability to die. Turn to John chapter 12 and look at verse 24. Seed has the ability to die. It had a divine ability to die. And when the seed die, it's like you and I die and take up your cross and follow Jesus.
Yeah.
When the seed die, it takes off limits.
Yes, sir.
Because it headed, the next thing you got to know about a seed, it has resurrection power.
Yeah.
Those seed did not leave you forever.
They're
coming back, but not at the same measure. Are you following me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, don't ever think about losing when you're sowing. Sowing is always pertaining to gaining. Or God's not God, and he is God. So the seed has the ability to die. The seed has the ability to resurrect. And if you look at John 12, 24, now you'll see what I'm saying. And I'll read in a minute. And the seed has the ability to multiply.
Yeah.
Now there are spiritual laws. I'm going to say a lot of things this morning. There are spiritual laws that run the kingdom system. And so it also run sowing and reaping. The law of attraction, I might talk some about it in a few minutes. The law of recognition.
Yeah.
See, you got to recognize a seed. And you also, my brother and sister, you got to recognize the potential of a God-sent seed. God told you sow it, you see. Yeah, it has dynamic potential. All right? So the law of attraction, the law of recognition, then there is, my sister, the law of process. You know, that's Mark 4:26-30, I think. It's a process, the law of process. The seed will go through a divine process. In the process of dying and resurrection, it make a divine change that it died with one amount and rose with another amount. Okay? And then you have, in that same verse we're about to look at, the law, kingdom law of multiplication. So that's four laws I've given you. That's four laws. The law of attraction, the law of recognition, the law of process, the spiritual law of process. You got to understand that process, because that process is building you for responsibility.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's building you. It's building you to be able to handle yourself properly at that level.
Right.
Amen.
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 All right, and then you have the law of multiplication. So let's just look at John 12 here for a moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the Holy Spirit is aiming to teach us or train us on how to sow seeds, about seed and about harvest. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us about this. Here Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die." Look what he said about it next now. It abideth alone. So if you don't sow that seed, you're going to have that amount. That's it. And don't dream. And don't, you don't think about no dream coming through. And don't dream coming through with no seed in your pocket. It abided alone. It abided alone. It abided alone. It's about, it abided alone. See what happened? We went in labor and we work, but we never studied sowing properly. So the money we had abided alone. No multiplication, no resurrection, no harvest. Are you following me? So it's about, unless you see that seed has. You have to die to that seed. Now watch what it said. This is a compacted little verse here. Verily, verily, truly, truly, amen, amen,
amen.
I say unto you.
Yeah.
Now, personal. I remember when I found out, my brothers and sisters, when John 6:63 was personal. Flip over there, I want you to look at that. Put your finger there. I found out that it was personal. It has to be, every spiritual thing has to be personal to you. If you're going to develop in it, you're going to grow. Because so many people are trying to talk you out of it in the church. People on your road. You got to hear from God for yourself. Let me say that again. You, when it comes down to sowing, when it comes down to changing economies and switching to God's system, you're going to have to hear. You're not going to be able to ask your mama. And the old man down the street who claimed he got a lot of wisdom, sitting on a porch about to fall down.
Yeah.
He sure don't have no financial wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this. This is a strange statement, the Holy Spirit said. But the Holy Spirit said to tell you he's going to change your as-is lifestyle. My, that just come out. That's just Cam. That's just that as is lifestyle. That's the lifestyle you live in now. The Holy Spirit said he's going to change it. You heard that? Change your as is lifestyle. You're about to reach another dimension. It's sawing like wild people, man. It's $1,100 He gave me a $10,000 personal check last night. Wow. So just kiss your ass is lifestyle goodbye. I know I paused you. I know I paused you on purpose. What are you about to say now? But I want to emphasize to you. You know you're not satisfied with it. You know it's not bringing you the joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know you got to change dimensions. Kiss it. Just kiss it. Goodbye. You saw that? Did you see that in John 63? I was reading it one time some years ago, and he says, the spirit that quickeneth, yes, the words that I speak to you, yes, sir. They are spirit and they are life. That's a $500 check right there. They are spirit and they are life. But if I don't speak them to you, they are going to be ink and paper. See, I believe the Holy Spirit is qualified,
yes, sir. Well,
to give us, yes, rhema instruction.
Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
See, the Holy Spirit never speak logos.
No.
He can't.
Come on, sir.
Because he a rhema himself.
Yes, sir.
Right. All rhema comes from the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So the Holy Spirit don't read the Bible.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
He opened it up to you.
Yeah.
Right. That's good.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so kiss it.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
You will never be able to live like you used to live.
No.
What? You going to shout then? You going to shout? Because the Holy Spirit going to say a lot of things in here today. That's a lot of things. Get ready. You're going to see a lot of things. Your life, if you don't want your life to change, you better leave.
Yeah.
You better leave because you're about to change some things. Because you have to really know the capabilities of your anointing.
Yeah. Wow.
When it comes down to finances, you really need to know this. You really need to get from under this pressure. Of the world system, you need to get from under. Stop. Okay, $1,000. All right, that's $1,000 in here, acceleration seed, and this is a $2,500 check.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Tell you, you're sowing good time, boy. I tell you, because the wind about to blow up in here. I even wrote in the notes, and these are notes I had at another meeting, but I wrote in these notes, and it fit well this morning. It's not even fair to other people what I'm going to teach you today. It's just not fair. It's not fair to other states. It's just not fair because you're going, when you walk out here today, you're going to know. Right now, you know some stuff, you know, about that seed. But you see, I want to show you. Now, go back to John 12:24, and I showed you that the Holy Spirit is personal. She's sowing again. That she got. I know it. She's sowing again. She's a heavy soil. I know her face. I know my heavy soil face. And spirit. She do that every time I come here. All right. Now, listen. This is personal. You know the reason this has to be personal? And you know what a husband and wife, they want.
Yeah.
Right.
So when something comes personal to a wife, it's personal to the husband.
Yeah.
And you know why this has to be personal? Because there's so many people who will fight you out of it.
Yeah.
And so the Lord said, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, watch this. Back in John 12:24. Very, very, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, what happened to it?
It
bringeth much fruit. That's the harvest. That's the harvest. So that's the ability of the devil. See, sit down and let me show you some things about the seed. Now, I mentioned to you Ecclesiastes 11:6, powerful verse. And then there's John 12:24. And then one of my favorite verses on teaching or yielding to the Holy Spirit, teaching on the seed, is Zechariah 8:12. I want you to go there. It's one of my favorite verses. There's a principle in that verse that set the house in order. And that will put you in a divine position. Listen to me. Put you in a divine position to activate the promises of God along this line and get completely off the world system and live a life that is staggering to the public.
Staggering.
It's staggering. It's staggering. It's staggering. It's staggering. Now, that this verse comes from the platform of having strong sowing hands.
Yes, sir.
It said it twice. Let your hand be strong. Yeah, you got to sow all the time.
Come on.
Sow in the morning. Just sow. Just, see, you don't have to be at church to sow. But you have to be careful there, because there are people who are vultures, and they play on the weakness of church members feeling sorry for the poor who's not poor. Just won't get a job. That's their problem. So you got to watch them, because they'll suck on you. And it don't please the Lord for you not to have discretion. You have to discern them kind of people and tell them, say, what's your problem? You need to get a job. I've given you the last three times I've seen you. You're not my child. I didn't bring you into this world. Go ask your mama. In Zechariah 8:12. Sometimes you got to get a little rough. So Zechariah 8:12. For the seed shall be prospered. Now that's a mouthful there. The seed shall be prospered. You know, they say shall is the strongest word in the English dialect. Divine. But keep on adding to it. Divine. You see that? Shall give what? Her increase. And look, I got the heaven open. And the heaven shall give their due. Look at it. And then look what he said next. And I will call the remnant of this people to possess all these things. That's a powerful voice. That's a powerful voice. That's a powerful voice. Now. The potential of a real soul sowing seed is unlimited. I want you to get that. Get that down. The potential is unlimited. You might not be able to see it. The reason you can't see it is it's unlimited. It's beyond the natural. It's moving in the realm of miracles, signs, and wonder money. Yeah, miracle signs and wonder money.
Yeah.
See, it's unlimited. Yes, that sometimes God want me to come preach about is a cap. Man, no, ain't no cap. I ain't the only cap I'm wearing on my head. You ain't putting no cap on me. Whatever the Holy Ghost want to do, let him do it. Why are you sending for me? I'm not a money raiser.
Right.
I ain't coming to pay for your billing.
Right.
You ought to have anointing for that for yourself.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
I come to train your people.
Yeah.
I come to train people how to get blessed.
Right.
If the people get blessed, the building ain't going to pay for it.
Absolutely.
You see, God done got in fundraising mode.
Yes, sir.
How much you going to leave here? I ain't going to leave nothing now.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Come on,
I'll put it all in the bag. Get on my plane. Go on back to where my office.
Yeah.
So I just ain't going to the church. They call for me all the time. Won't be in these camp meetings. Stuff. No, I ain't coming.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Isaiah 55. They don't camp meetings, a rob meeting. Robbing God people, because they don't get nothing back with pressure, all the pressure y'all put on them. You know, tell them that they see six women with red dress on. I see you bringing $1,500. You got five minutes to do it. Tick, tock, tock.
Yeah.
That ain't God.
Yeah.
God, you ain't got to rush me. How you going to jam me with my own seed?
Yeah.
You wasn't on a job with me when I was hustling and working.
Yeah.
Now you think I'm just going to give it to you and the Lord ain't saying nothing?
Yeah.
All right, now, remember the potential of a sower sowing seed is unlimited. That sower has to know now. Let me reteach you. The Holy Spirit reteaching us. Sow it reverently. The seed has the ability to die. The seed has the ability to resurrect. I'll get back to another one I want to give you. And the seed has the ability to multiply. You got that? Now, instruct your seed. Direct your seed. Am your seed. Watch what I say next. God, do not mind that. Matter of fact, he rejoices because you're doing what you're supposed to do. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, when God gives you a seed, he gives that seed with instruction. That's 2 Corinthians 9:10. He don't just give it to you. He ministers seed to you. See, ministry calls for instruction.
All right.
Now, here in Isaiah 55, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Right in the middle of this. Oh, my goodness. Here's what the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning. A money seed has the same potential as the word. The same spirit that is in the word goes into a seed that is sown by faith with instruction. Now, if that is true, and that is true, now when we look at the 11th verse, we're looking at the potentials of a money seed. Look what he said. So shall my seed be that goes forth out of my hand. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. All right. Look at the last part. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. You got to send that seed, man, with instruction. Now, what is this? What is this? Numbers 23:19. Look, turn there because we got to see this, man. Numbers 23:19. What is this? God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. Oh, Jesus, that could be applied to the seed. He the one told us about the seed.
Same one.
So you have this divine credentials here. Isaiah 55:11, Numbers 23:19, all is pertaining to the seed also.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't seeing this.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
The seed has three abilities, probably more, but it has the ability to die, it has the ability to resurrect, it has the ability to multiply.
Yeah.
When you sow your seed, you give your seed instruction.
Yeah, sure.
All right, your $15,000 there, you're sowing a $1,000 seed or a $500 seed, but you're telling it, cancel that.
Come on.
I got biblical proof.
Yeah.
The prophet said, especially when a prophet talking to you,
yeah,
the prophet said, what you got in the house? Now, actually, my brother, when I was reading that, the Lord showed me that woman sold. Now, you say, she didn't sow in nobody. He just told her, poor borrow there was mean axe. It didn't mean that this axe.
Yeah.
They had to give it to her.
Yeah.
But she sold in a prophetic revelation.
Yeah.
And that's why it manifested. She did what the voice of God told her to do through that man.
Yeah.
And you see, that's where government comes and understanding the prophetic and the apostolic and the pastoral, etc. See, she did sow. But she sowed in what God prophesied through that man for her soul. She sowed her, and she sowed her life for live the rest of her life too. She ain't never went back to that spot. See, once you cross over, you never go back. That's why we say, well, I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. See, because you've tapped into something that can't fail. Are you listening to me? Now, notice what I tell you, Tony. Numbers, we got that, all right? All right, all right, I see that. Okay, that's a $200 check. Huh? Yeah, okay, yeah, send it. Send it. Got dream on top of that check. Dream. I like that. Dream.
Dream.
I'm talking to you.
Dream.
Stop being dreary. Dream.
Dream.
God bless dreamers. Now, and I just got to this point here. Sowing seeds is unlimited. Now you have to think about 2 Corinthians 9:10 here. You have to think about 2 Corinthians. A lot of things happening in the spirit world as we talk. See, God, he gives seed. God don't give seed to anybody. He ministers seed to the sower because he need those seeds moving. Barry, you got something for me, see? Oh, yeah. See, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, sir.
Because sometimes the boys have something they want me to see. Then God feeds you while you're sowing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
because he know, and you got to know, you have to know, take this from me. It's actually in the 126th Psalm. But you got to know how to cry and laugh when you're sowing.
Yeah.
You got to sow in tears and joy.
Yeah.
Huh? Sow in tears and joy. I receive some. Because you see, actually Psalm 126 is a debt cancellation psalm.
Yeah.
It tell you how to cancel all your debt.
Yeah.
They were in captivity.
Yeah.
Debt is a captivity.
Yeah.
You say, I'll make you the lender, not the borrower. The borrower is servant to the lender.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The borrower is servant to the lender. Right, that's right. Uh-huh. So he said, so, my goodness. So you see in that 10th verse, he ministers seed. Huh? Then he feeds you. And then he what? Multiply the seed sown. You see that? That's a $200 jacket. Do you see that? Are y'all with me? And then you go back to 2 Corinthians 9:6 now. And you're dealing with what kind of sower he's looking for. He's looking for a cheerful sower.
Yeah.
Not of necessity, not grudgingly, but a cheerful giver.
Right.
And look, you who changed the level of your harvest? No, not God.
Yeah.
Who changed the level of your harvest?
Yeah.
You change it.
Yeah.
You have to quit being fearful about what God told you to do. Quit being fearful by what God told you to do, because God is not a man. He said in Jeremiah 1:12, he said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. He said in Romans 4:21, the man became fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was also able to perform. That's where we need to get, class. That's where we need to get. This is what the Holy Spirit is prompting on, that your breakthrough is waiting on you. All right, now, all right, watch this. Here's what the Spirit of God said to me this morning. After praying a while, the Spirit of God said to me in prayer this morning, a seed and harvest revival is about to break out. That will bring forth breakthroughs financially that the body of Christ has never seen. It will get the attention of the whole world.
Wow.
And everyone will know that God has come. God has come on the finances, financial seed of his people.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Debt demons and lack monsters are about to be destroyed in the lives of many believers. Debt demons. I see them boys. Them boys check that going on. That going online. It gone.
Yeah.
They back there checking. I see what they're doing now.
Yeah.
The time has come. Now the Lord spoke this to me. To run and have fun.
Run and have fun.
Wow.
Because you will not be stopped until all this is done. Because you will not be stopped by none. You are about to dance in abundance. That already has been won. You about to dance in abundance that already has been won. And then he says, are you the one? Are you the one? Say it three times. Are you the one? Or should I look for another? To trust me and obey me and enter into my divine financial status on earth. It's time to applaud. It's time to applaud. For the day of celebration. For the day of celebration has come. The day of celebration has come. Listen, listen, listen what he said. Listen what he said on applause. It's time to applaud. It's time to applaud. For the day of celebration has come. The day of financial freedom has come. Hallelujah. Now, go ahead and applaud right now. The Spirit of the Lord says, that's $1,000 check. The Spirit of the Lord says, break forth in singing. Break forth in dancing. Break forth in sowing and giving. For the time has come for you to receive supernaturally. You won't be able to explain the game. You heard that? You won't be able to explain the game. I say you won't be able to explain the game. And there was sola bashakata. Kotele basata. Maybe, turn to Isaiah 54. Maybe you have not sown enough. Next thing is, never get discouraged in your sowing. With proper training, everything you sow will manifest more. With proper training. Now turn to Isaiah 54, because he showed me this, and I'll get back to my other points in a few minutes. God, hallelujah. Sing, O barren. First voice, Isaiah 54. Sing if you're broke. Because your broke days is over. Hey! Sing, let me say, sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, said the Lord. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 2.
Yeah.
With this prophecy you just spoken over you, he says,
enlarge.
Because where you're at now, you're not going to be in a hamlet.
Yeah.
Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen the cords, and strengthen thy stay. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand, and on the left, and thy seed, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentile, and make the desolate city to be inhabited.
Glory.
I'm going to say something. I don't know if I'll be able to contain you after I say it. But your financial sham days are over. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. Say your financial sham days are over. Tell them. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. That's a $500 check right there. Now, get ready. Here we go. Here we go. It's so much. You must see the seed from a kingdom mindset. Because when you sow, you're about to have a kingdom production.
Lord.
So the sown seed has the ability to die. The seed has the ability to resurrect. The seed has the ability to multiply. And I give you those laws, right? All right, now. I said this to you, but I won't say it. I won't emphasize it in these last 15 minutes. Always give your seed instruction. In other words, direct your seed, aim your seed at a harvest target. Now, I'm reading slow because I got my own writing here, you know. And I want something that I don't want my secretary to touch till after.
Yeah.
She might take something off of sometime. It get too neat. And I need to fumble a little bit. My number work better in fumbling.
Yeah.
Always give your seed instruction. In other words, direct your seed, aim your seed at a harvest target.
Yeah.
All right, boys, I'm teaching y'all all the while I'm talking, you know. Yeah, sometimes y'all get them notes. You're not supposed to get them notes. Them notes too sacred to give up. And nobody's supposed to hear it till you preach it. You must permit the Holy Spirit to select a saw. The season make no difference. By the way, no matter how it looks, you find that for you. Don't worry about that. Just get the right saw. All right, permit the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit on that. You ready for this?
Ready.
The seed is God's agent for debt cancellation.
Yes, sir.
What I said?
Yes, the seed is God's agent for debt cancellation.
Yeah, y'all trying consolidation.
No.
You know, we're talking about cancellation. We ain't talking about no reverse mortgage. We're talking about getting rid of the mortgage.
Yeah.
See, that world system, the anti-Christ system, try to tie the church up because they know the church don't know their rights.
Yeah.
See, the seed is God's agent for debt. I like that, man.
Yeah.
What? So they say it. The seed is God's agent. Now, the oil with that woman in 2 Kings 4, you know, her husband died and left her broke, and she went to the man of God. The oil was a seed sown in a prophetic word for supernatural debt cancellation and to start living on another level.
She never went back.
She never lived on the level her husband lived on.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad.
Because he told her, go and what? Live over the rest. Now you see, I wonder how much money was that? Well, it was supernatural money, so it's not, you can't calculate it. I'll tell you some more about that tonight. We're going to a place tonight men have never been before. I mean, in a matter of 3 minutes, he showed me something that I've never seen. Yeah, but you go ahead, my son. And then with the woman, the other woman, you remember the woman was eating and said she had her last meal, and the prophet told her, 1 Kings 17, I don't have time to go. But the seed has the ability to stop all financial suicide.
Wow.
See, a lot of Christians living under financial suicide. They have done the wrong thing, and now they're waiting to die. It's time to live, man. It's time to live financially. It's time to give and live and be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the Holy Spirit is the master seed trainer and harvest trainer. Let him train you properly. You will never see any financial shortage the rest of your life. And your children will be blessed with an inheritance. They'll be crying at the funeral, not because you're dead. They're crying because you left so much. Isaiah 48, 17. I'm going to close in a minute. Isaiah 4, well, I feel happy.
Yeah.
You feel good?
Yes.
We're getting blessed up in your hungry.
Yes.
Yeah, or you're dead,
yes.
Counselor.
Yes.
You, listen what the Holy Ghost says now. Once you get the wisdom of a seed, once the Holy Spirit teach you the wisdom of sowing and harvesting, it's over. It can still be there and over.
Yeah. Right.
It can still be there and
over. Yes. It's over. It's over. It's a done deal. You think debt wiser than God?
No, sir.
So, but you just got to capture what the Holy Ghost is saying. You can't take this from a man point of view. You got to recognize the Spirit of God is talking to you. You got to go and meditate this. You got to meditate, investigate in the Scripture. Cry out to God. Praise God. Run through the house. Run out in the backyard. Knock the fence down. Do something. See, I don't know, because God is speaking to you. Look, when you see people sowing like this, young girl, she sold $300. $300, Chris $100 bill.
Yeah,
it's intentional. She sold it on purpose.
Yeah, sure.
And you see, I'm going out in my RV next week.
Come on.
Enjoying myself.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to give y'all an example. You see, yeah. And when I go out there, I just get vexed. People come say, what you do? I say, I preach. What's your congregation think about you having this kind of rig? I say, they're happy. I'm being an example for him. He said, well, what you investigating in? I got a witness here. What you investigating in? I said, I sow seed. He said, no. What you put your money in? I said, the gospel. He said, with this kind of rig, you got to be sowing in something. I said, no. I'm a sower. He said, what?
Yeah.
Well, no. He said, sir. He's turning red.
Yeah.
He said, what you put your money in? I want to. I said, in the gospel? Jesus.
Yeah.
See, what happened, the rig had this. He had a nice rig, but mine had disturbed him so much.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants. God really wants you to be so blessed. What do you think happened when Abraham came to town? Everybody got disturbed. Here come that doggone man who walked with God. Matter of fact, a soul in famine. Isaac, in the 26th chapter of Genesis, God started blessing Isaac. So y'all better read the Bible. God started blessing. Where that came from? God started blessing Isaac so much that the town council had a meeting, and the verdict was, I vote that we go ask him to leave. Because he's making our system look too bad. And then when he left, they had to run behind him and catch him, because things got worse when he left. And they asked him, can we have covenant with you? I'll never be broke another day in my life. Money coming to me right now.
Another $500.
The money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
Look. How much that is? $2. This woman sold. Look, this is how much this woman sold up here. Look, that's how much she sold up here. Look, I want y'all to see it, body Christ, because this is what you can do. This is how much she sold up here. Look, one woman, real money. I danced with her last year. I remember, yeah. See, y'all got to stop being worshipers. W-I-S-H. I ain't talking about W-R-S-H.
Right.
Wish anything could happen to you.
Yeah.
No. So, what you think going to come back to her? I have a girl in Columbus, Ohio. In Columbus. She's really not from Columbus, but every year I go, she get there some kind of way. And she got a nurse's aide with her because she don't have all her strength. But all the years, how much she give, Dave? She give a big lump sum.
$11,000, $12,000.
Every year she waiting on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a woman in Houston. I found out she's in our school. I didn't know it. But she be laying down. Because she got $10,000. I think she sold $6,000 last time. Everywhere I go, I got some people, got them set up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole, they're set up. But I bet you're getting blessed.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. That's $500 right there from Joe, right? All right, now listen. 4817, come on, I got to hurry. 4817. See, I think this voice will address it. Verse 17, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I'm the Lord thy God which teaches thee.
Come on.
Teaches thee the prophet. And then once you're taught, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, now. We used to say, oh, sookie now.
Oh, sookie.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Now, 1 John 2:27. Hurry. 1 John 2:27. There's an anointing in you that teaches you kingdom economy.
All right.
1 John 2:27. There's an anointing in you that teaches you kingdom economy. We're in a zone here, man. I'm telling you, man. See, it ain't fair for you hearing this, and the body of Christ not hearing this. It's unfair what you know in here. Listen. Turn to John 16 now. You get at that 12 verse, he said, there's some things I want to tell you, but you can't bear them now. But we're on the other side of that now.
Yeah.
And it tells us how the Holy Spirit teaches. He teaches the Holy Spirit eavesdrop on what God and Jesus are talking about and come back and tell us how to walk in it.
Yeah.
Look at the 13 verse. That's what the Spirit does. 14 verse. Look what he does. 15 verse. Look what he does. See? He reveal all that the Father has and tell you is yours.
Yeah.
He's a teacher.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit. He's a revelator.
Yeah.
He's an illuminator.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The Holy Spirit. And see, he knows this subject.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about him some more tonight. The Holy Spirit is going to help us some more tonight.
Yeah,
yeah, the Holy Spirit. See, I just want you to have that voice. I'm not going to go over it. You know what it says. Just a few more minutes here. It's so much sure. Now, from this morning forward, you will from this point be able to perceive living Saul when you come into his presence. Like the pronouncement or the announcement that the Lord made on Abram in Genesis 12. You see everybody sowing you, he said, you're going to be blessed. The seed properly sown will take back what was stolen from you with interest.
Yeah.
The seed, oh, man, you got to hear this, man. What? The seed properly sown will take back what has been stolen from you with interest. Matthew 11, 12, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The seed can get violent and take it by force when a revelation, see, revelation always has to come before manifestation. See, revelation qualifies you, qualifies your faith. See, revelation, see, revelation qualifies your faith. See, because the Logos does not produce faith. So when a revelation come forth, it's a rhema. It's a live word. So a lot of stale confession we've been making because we didn't get the revealed word. So that's why the result didn't come. Y'all don't want to talk to me now. That's why it hadn't been coming back. You got to stay with, that's why I said meditate. That's why, look what Joshua 1:8 said. Look what Joshua 1:8 said. See, you got to speak that word. You got to eat that word. Jesus said, man should not live by bread, but you got to eat it. Try to get down in your spiritual digestive system. And when you speak, you're speaking no longer like a woman. You're speaking like a God. You're speaking the word of God, the oracles of God. But you can't be lazy. You can't expect just to read a voice and memorize a voice. No, you got to meditate it. Until it become yours. Personalized. That's right. That's the word I'm looking for. The prophet. Let's go back to that woman a minute. Zero. That woman in 1 Kings 17, the prophet was teaching the wisdom of how to sow a commanding, directing seed. Write that down. A commanding, directing seed. And you know what came in? I don't have time to touch it, but the wisdom of sowing. Oh, yeah, I saw it, Lord. All right. There's two or three more things I want to tell you. I got to tell it to you this morning. Now, remember this. It's going to sound almost the same thing, but I want you to listen because a lot of us been there. Your need moves God's heart, but your seed moves God's hand. So we're so busy telling God our need. You remember Philippians 4? Huh? But 15 through 19, they talk about, you know, Paul said, your seed, my God shall supply all your need. So your seed, direct your seed to cancel the spirit of death. Direct your seed to cancel the spirit of death. I heard a man say, God count by thousands. 1,000 years as a day with the Lord. Cattle on 1,000 here belong to him. Then you can look up other scriptures. And I think that $1,000 seed in which them guys have ruined it, trying to rape people without a revelation. But that $1,000 seed has something. See, she sold them 2,000. That's something on that. So you remember Solomon sold that 1,000? It's something on that. Now I was in California one time. I had a whole line. I don't know, Junior. I don't know how many people were. I mean, the line went all down the church. I preached for that boy 2 or 3 years. And everyone came up and had $1,000 in their hand. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a 400, it wasn't a 500. Everybody had $1,000. Yeah. I ain't never told them nothing. It's undoubtedly the Holy Spirit was doing it, you see. Yeah, I'm just trying to touch on a little something for you to know something. You must realize that the future does not predict your seed. Your seed predicts the future. Death is a spirit because it drives and controls people to a place where they don't make rational decisions concerning their finances. Debt calls you to sacrifice your future to satisfy your present. Wow. A seed has perpetual life. It just keep on living. Yeah. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Y'all want to go a few more minutes?
Yeah.
All right. There's something no man can see in a seed. I'll tell you what it is. There's something that no man can see in a seed. From this morning forward, you're going to know what it is. There's something no man can see in a seed. That is, thus saith the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Thus saith the Lord is in a seed.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
You see, you can't see that, but it's in that. Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, here's another thing. The life in the seed never goes out until you sow it. It can't manifest.
Yeah.
It can't produce. It can't change into a harvest.
Come on now.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
so every time, y'all about to shout now.
Yeah.
Every time we sow a seed, guess what happened? We're celebrating Calvary.
Wow. Wow.
Hey.
The seed life is parallel to Jesus.
Yeah.
Before Calvary, every seed pointed to the cross.
Yeah.
And what was going to happen. After Calvary, every seed pointed back to the cross and celebrated what has happened.
Yeah.
Galatians 3:13.
Yes, sir.
Christ has redeemed us
Hallelujah.
From the curse of the law.
Hallelujah.
You are bought with a price.
Yes.
Therefore, glorify God. I'm going to First Corinthians now. That's why I should bother you when you hear a pastor say, let's hurry and get the offering out of the way.
Wow. Yeah.
What are you really saying? Let's hurry and forget about the cross.
Yeah.
Let's hurry and forget about Jesus died.
Yeah.
Let's hurry and forget the celebration.
Yeah.
Offerings are celebration.
Yeah.
Every time you're able to write a check, you celebrate. Every time I'm able to plant a seed, it's a celebration.
Yes,
good God Almighty. Wow. Oh, there's so much children.